Kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. Okay, let's go to another item.
Also, you move the light in the house, you have kids, you light seven menorahs, you have a lot of light there. So if you don't have a shamus,
you have electricity.
But you still have enough from the light.
So you'll always have enough. That's the purpose of the shamus. The purpose of the shamus is not that you should only have enough from the shamus. It's that you should attribute that the hanah that you have is from the shamus. All right, I am part of the Torah. So let's go to the other idea.
If we use olive oil for the ner hanukkah, we can use for shamus or other kind of ner.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can use anything you want for the shamus. Okay, let's discuss a halachic inyan. Today, I don't know what you do. I use floating wicks.
Shamus. Let's say five people. Like,
yes.
You need five.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yes, yes. Everyone has their own shamus. That's the minute. Everyone has their own separate shamus. So let's go to another inyan. Today, I halachic inyan from the safe called Avnei Shoyam. Today we have many people use floating wicks. Is anyone here use floating wicks?
What?
No?
What?
Floating wicks. Okay, so many people are using these stems. The floating don't work?
No, they used to turn over.
Two floats. Let me tell you a secret. Use two floats.
Two
floats. You take the floating wick. Take the floating wick. And you know those cork? Put two of them on.
Two.
Three-quarters, 70% should be above. 70% of the wick should be above the float. And 30% below. And use two floats. It's the best. It burns nicer than the sticks. It burns nicer than the regular wicks for sure. Not even going there. Now they start selling cotton. You make you rake your own wicks. I don't know. Does it work? You used to do that. I don't know. I've experimented over the years with everything. 30% below, 70% above. Fill it up and use two floats. Two floats. It produces the nicest light and the most consistent light. The stems, they flare up. The stems, they're good in the beginning. They sometimes burn very large flames, and it's, I guess, a little dangerous.
What's a stem?
I mean, they have this aluminum thing, and you take the stick. The sticks are the same thing as the floating wicks. They're covered with wax. You stick it all the way in, and you light it. And as it burns, it burns up a large. It can even smell sometimes. It burns up a lot. Floating wicks. Now, floating wicks, they came out. Believe it or not, the Gedolei Yisrael used floating wicks. There's absolutely no kashrus issue whatsoever with the floating wicks. But when it first came out, it was very interesting that some people, chodosh osam in Torah, they questioned the floating wicks for three reasons. There are three chidushim, innovations in halacha that the floating wicks presented. Number one, the floating wicks are not one strand. The wick itself, you'll notice, is made from many strands. Does that have the status of the avuka? The traditional way, maybe you take a cotton and you roll cotton. Cotton is just one wick. There are no little strands. A candle, a wax candle, is also the same shiloh, because a wax candle, the wick of a wax candle, is made from multiple, it's braided multiple, but not to the same degree as the floating wicks. The floating wicks, it's not really braided, it's just glued together. It's a lot of little strands of cotton that are glued together to produce one wick, and as you light it, they separate, and it became a question, halacha, is this considered to be an avuka, or is it considered to be a single wick? Now, of course, when the day is over, all the poskim accept that it's so insignificant, the fact that it's broken into little teeny pieces is so insignificant, we consider it to be one wick. But it wasn't an innovation. The way it was made, it's not a single piece of cotton, it's little pieces, and the question is, when do you differentiate between the being called a single wick versus multiple wicks? That was the first innovation. Second innovation, it's covered with wax. Being that it's covered with wax, when you light, we have a halacha of our kavsa zakhla, the moment that you light, it has to be roy to last for half an hour. When you're lighting, if you're lighting a menorah and you only have enough oil that only lasts for 18 minutes, and you light, and then after you finish lighting, you add more oil, lo yatsa. The moment of hadlaka is the critical moment. At that moment in time, there must be enough oil, enough fuel for it to last for the full 30 minutes. Now, when you take this concept, take it to its fullest, you want to be yotzeh. If a person is lighting oil, you want to be yotzeh mehadrin and mehadrin with shemen zayis. If you want to light wax candles, go right ahead. No one's stopping you. Light wax candles. That's also, it's fine. But do you fulfill the hiddur of lighting Shem and Zayazach by using floating wicks, when for the first 10 seconds, it's burning off wax, not burning off oil? People who are lighting oil, I'm going out of my way to be right to the mitzvah of Shem and Zayazach. I'm ruining it. Because the haschala, hakol hilch achar, at the beginning, to some degree, it's wax, it's not oil. So this was an issue. Halacha l'mayis, it's not an issue whatsoever, because eish ishoy mishum chitzoy. We pass in that, like, for example, when you are lighting, it's true, for the first 10 seconds, it's wax. But for the next 2 hours, it's oil. When did you put into motion the oil, the burning for the, when you light it? And that's all a natural part of the process. After the wax burns out, it continues to draw from the oil. So in halacha, eishay mishum chitzay, we consider your hadlaka at the very beginning to be considered the lighting of oil, not to be considered the lighting of wax. Okay, this was an issue. Or you smear with oil, but even smearing with oil, you're going to be burning wax also, so it's not 100% pure. Okay, these are just the very fine ones. And the third issue, very interesting issue, is that it's not. If you take the floating oil, the floating wick, and you only put a teeny part of the wick below the float, how much oil is there below that float? 10 minutes of oil, 15 minutes of oil. That's not traditional. The traditional type of wick goes all the way down to the bottom, and when you light the wick, there's enough oil surrounding the wick to last for 2-3 hours. Here it floats. As the oil disappears, the wick goes lower, lower, lower. But at the moment in time when you're lighting, let's say you arrange the wick where you have 90% of the wick above and 10% below, and the amount of oil below the wick is all less than the sheer, especially like Friday night, when you're lighting very early, you have to wait until you don't have a sheer of a half an hour below in the vicinity of the lower portion of the wick. It has to be consumed, and then naturally it will drop down. Maybe that is not a hiddur, that is not the optimal fulfillment of hadlokas neros. So these are three questions presented to the Gedolei Yisrael, three innovative. Okay, it seems puzzled. So the answer is no, that doesn't mean anything, since it's natural that when the oil evaporates, when the oil is consumed, it can scoom, and then not gravity goes down. So the end result is you're going to be having a wick and oil for 2-3 hours, whatever it is. That's not a problem whatsoever. I just found it very interesting as how this sefer, he dissects something which to us is so poshut, it's so well accepted. There's no one out there that I know of that was machmir not to use floating wicks. It's unheard of. It's accepted by the whole Klal Yisrael. But yet, when this new thing was presented in halacha about 20 years ago when they were invented, three major questions were presented. It's kosher. No one's going to tell you it's not kosher. But if you're attempting to be mekayim the mitzvah min hamuvchar, the way it was in the Beis Hamidrash, with a cotton wick and shemen zayizach, is this really a full dosage of fulfillment in the halakha saneris? And the poskim will say, yes, it is. Just because there's wax, just because there are many little strands in the wick, just because you don't have the full shear at that moment and it has to drop down, it's okay, it is kosher. Yeah.
The big problem is always the first night, because let's say even the first night comes on Shabbos, you have to worry about is it in the last hour. If you like this year, 4 nights,
yeah,
one has to last.
Right, but halacha is even because kav so ein zakik lo. If when you set up the menorah, alpi derech hatev, it should last for half an hour. Yeah. Even if it goes out, yotza. Kofsa, if it goes out, ein zachik lo, you are not responsible.
Even
I'm running out of time, I have to.
Even Shabbos.
Even Shabbos. Yeah. Even Shabbos. You've done your part, ein zachik lo. Now let's go to the next. Can you be yotza the mitzvah halakha scenario with an electronic menorah?
Well,
with electrical menorah. Now today it's more complex because there are three different types of bulbs. It used to be incandescent, where it's a tas, a piece of metal which is burning hot and produces glows, produces light. Then came along fluorescent types of lights, the fluorescent lights, and now we have LEDs. LEDs. So there are three different technologies used today to produce light electronically. Are these three different, these forms of light kosher for halakas hamir? So basically the answer is no. The question is why not? So it's very interesting. Let's take just take a step back. Can you be mekayim the mitzvah halakas neros without a wick? Just lighting oil. Now, I don't know
it's
how.
Like gas, no.
It's just like gas, right? Yes. So this Shiloh was presented. To the Beis Yitzchak. Beis Yitzchak lived about 100 years ago, and he basically says, "Yeah." He basically says, "You don't need. You don't." He comes to the maskana that obviously Mahadran, the goal is to emulate the way it was in the Beis Hamikdash. In the Beis Hamikdash, there was a wick. And there was an oil. There are two parts. There's really three parts. There's a kli, there's a utensil, there is oil, there's fuel, and there is a wick. That is the ideal. If you don't have the ideal, let's say wax candles. Okay, wax, it's not oil, but you still have the basic elements. You have a kli, something holding the candle, which is something which is, you should have. That's another issue, that if you just take candles and you put them down on the table, and there's nothing holding the candles, is that the ideal way to mekayim the mitzvah? If I take candles and I glue the candles to some type of platform and I light, have I been mekayim the mitzvah of halakas haneros in its ideal form? Tea lights are kli. Those metal aluminum, those metal plastic things are the tea lights do count as kalim.
You're saying you need something.
Utensils. Yes.
Potato.
Yes. You need something, a utensil. Ideally, there are three parts to the mitzvah. The kli, the fuel, and the psila. Okay, three things. So the question is, what happens if you do away with one of these three things? Are you mekayim the mitzvah? So the answer pretty much is yes, to a certain degree. Certainly, you mekayim the mitzvah, but the other, you take away the kli, if you glue candles to a table, which is not the ideal thing to do. Beis Yitzchak is mechadish, even if you take away the wick. Because why? What's his chiddush? That's what he says. Because what was the miracle? The miracle was based on the ikur miracle of Chanukah was the shemen, not the psila. It's a tremendous chiddush. The ikur miracle was the shemen, the shemen. Oh, but the way they ignited the shemen was with a wick. Okay, that's just, they needed to be practical. You need a wick. But if you want to reenact, or you want to remember the miracle with fuel, with shemen, lav dafka shemen, you can replace the shemen with, you can substitute shemen for a different fuel.
So butane is acceptable.
Yes, bidiyaved, yes. It appears that he holds that as long as, but here's the chiddush, it has to be contained in one location. That's the chiddush. In a kli. In other words, if you want to go take, you want to take, like, they have the caterers, right? They have, what do they use?
Oh yeah, the.
So there's no wick. Just ignite it.
Right.
It's ignited. The base Tzitzchak seems to say that's okay. There's no psila.
So you have to have
fuel. Seven. Yeah, that's fuel. That's cool. That's kombucha. Isn't that how Lubavitch does it?
What?
Lubavitch. No, they go those big.
Gears. If they use gears, it's.
No. Okay. Fine.
They know but. It's,
but along comes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. It's a beautiful idea what he says. It's an amazing thing. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that even though in a chanami we can cut all corners, we can do it with the kli, we can do it with the psila, but the bottom line is the Nes Shel Chanukah commemorates the pach echot shel shemen. The pach fuel. Electricity is not fuel. It's a davar shein bei mamish. You can't touch it. I mean, you get electrocuted. You can't touch it. It's coming. It's not contained in any one location. It's flowing through the circuit. It's flowing. It's causing a psila. You have a psila, electricity, the incandescent bulbs. Very good. You have a piece of metal that glows, libon. Very nice. That's a psila. That's a very nice psila. But where is the shemen? Where's the pach? Okay, you don't need shemen. We can substitute shemen for shaiva, for wax. We can substitute it for anything, even wood. You can even take sticks. You can take pieces of wood.
Six sticks.
Just sticks, and have the sticks burn for half an hour. Maybe that's also good because wood is fuel, but electricity, l'chori, he says, does not fit into the halachic category of a zecher for a pach shel shemen. Amazing kiddush. It's amazing insight. And therefore, whether it's going to be incandescent, whether it's going to be LEDs, whether it's going to be the fluorescent, what's the fuel?
Oh, you can even say more. The fuel is electricity. And
that's not fuel, he says.
All at the same time, so it's a Maduro.
That's not fuel, he holds. It's a Lushitasa, because Hitake held that electricity, he holds Bems to be Mutter. He also, I think he said that if he was alive at the time when electricity was invented, he would have said that electricity would be mutter for Shabbos. You can use electrical circuits.
And in fact, it is.
Electrical circuits. In Eretz Yisrael, the Tzomot, they use it. He holds electricity. Eish is different, but electricity, like in Libun, they have a Shailan Shabbos of Libun. And he explains. It's very important. He explains.
He wrote a
Sefer
on it.
Right. What he explains when it comes, this is what he says. Don't confuse lighting bulbs for Ner Shabbos with Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos, and he says this, Ner Shabbos, you don't need shemen. You don't need fuel. You need ore. So Shabbos, look at this lumbus. All you need is a psila. For Shabbos, I need a wick. All you need is a wick. That's all I need. If the wick can light, can produce ore, you're in business. Where's the fuel? Imagine a high technology. We don't need fuel. You don't need fuel. No, chemical is also good. Chemical is chemical. Chemical can be fuel. I'm talking about electricity. Electricity holds a technology that in halacha is not called shemen. Not only is it not shemen, it's no zecher to shemen. It doesn't exist. It's magical fuel. So what are you left with electricity? Whether it's LEDs, whether it's fluorescent, whether incandescent, you're left with a pesila, a wick that's glowing. So for Shabbos, good enough. Good enough. For Hanukkah, beautiful. V'loimotsu pach echot shel shemen sheyemunach b'chasama shel kohen gadol l'shana haba kivu'um. They made a holiday out of a zeche for the shemen. You want to get rid of the shemen? That you can't do. For Shabbos, you can get rid of the shemen. For Shabbos, you can use. No, l'chor, that would be good. For Havdolah is okay, because kol Havdolah is esh. Havdolah is or. Havdolah, you don't need for Havdolah, you need or.
The original Havdolah was fire, though.
The original Havdolah was fire, but that's not the Iker. The Iker is not the Shemen. The Iker is, normally, you have or has fuel and has a psila. You don't need that. All you need is the or. You need the final. It's not ideal, obviously. It's not the ideal thing. You want to go to Mizvah and Amufkar, you want to have fuel, and you want to have a psila, and you want to have a kli. But let's just talk about the halacha, the bare bones. So this is just a beautiful idea when you're lighting the menorah, you're focusing on the fuel, and that has nafkina when it comes to electricity. Okay, that pretty much gets it. Something else, we'll leave the other thing for next time. Here it is.